wonderful Cecil. What a welcome for everyone to the new home of MJAM from London. MJAM Towers 2. Cecil has been practising ever since we arrived, much to the delight of my new neighbours, who can't get enough. No, they shout when he stops. More, please! So he does another half hour. Yes, I am settling in at last, but slowly. Boxes upon boxes, and never enough room for anything when I do unpack them. It's quite exciting, though. Open a box full of tissue paper, delve in, pick something out and slowly unwrap it, layer after layer. It could be an antique statuette or a teaspoon. Yesterday, I unpacked a plastic beaker. Cracked. I threw it away. Why did I bring it? Who knows? So, where are we on the story front? I haven't found my copy of the Wombles yet, so I'm afraid it must wait. No doubt they've tidied it away. But I do have Sleeping Murder as its knee book. And I have started reading it. Thank you, thank you. Part one will be posted on the website soon. I shall let you know when. Really, it's the end of an era, isn't it? MJAM from London isn't really from London anymore. Though the rate London expands, it soon will be again. And I am on the Elizabeth line, so there you go. MJAM from... Well, let's keep it at London, shall we? No one else need know. Just between you and me.
Shouldn't that be between you and I, Mr. Jones?
What have you got to do with it, Miss Drogglecough?
I mean, grammatically. You and I over you and me.
Miss Drogglecough, I do not make grammatical mistakes. My listeners know that their ears are safe in my hands. Now, how's the painting coming on?
Oh, just one more coat.
Good. I don't know why I posed wearing two coats. Chilly day, I suppose. But I shall look lovely on the wall.
Yes, Mr. Jones. A pity that portrait of me playing Hamlet got lost in the move. Yes, that is a shame.
I suppose some might save a hole in the canvas where someone unknown has hacked Kenny B out of the painting,
somehow marred it, but I feel it was an improvement somehow. Yes, Mr. Jones.
And that papier-mâché log I substituted certainly filled the gap adequately. Anyway, I digress. Yes, part one of A Sleeping Murder by Agatha Christie with Miss Marple will be on the website soon. Thank you for bearing with me during the turmoil of the last year. Hopefully things will start to get a bit more back to normal now. All right, Cecil, play us out.